Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Good Life. Food, wine, and all the good things of life. Now, here's the host of The Good Life, Guy Bauer.
Well, good afternoon. What a beautiful day. Yes, it's a little nippy out, but it is winter, in case you got used to the long autumn fall that we had with beautiful weather. I hope you're having a great weekend. There's so many fun things going on. There's a lot of good sports going on. Right now, WSU, oh, they just took it off the TV, Max. It's halftime, but they back and forth, and they were ahead by 2 points. The game keep going. It's just halftime, so it's on one of the primary TV stations. Anyway, this program today, I love this book. It's called Simple Real Food, and I think I made a mistake at one point, and I put a comma after simple. It's three words that describe exactly what's in this book. And as I thumb through it, I'm looking at all these recipes and going, hey, I make that, but with slightly different stuff. And that made me like it even more because it makes me think, hey, I know what I'm doing in the kitchen. Well, I'm eating. That's what I'm doing. My guest is Amanda Cushman. She'll be up in just a second. In the second half, you shouldn't drink too much. That is the surefire cure for a hangover. But sometimes we do. So Jonathan Glass, he's got a bunch of letters after his name. I won't even go there. We'll maybe get him to say what they all mean. But he has a website called HealingEssenceCenter.com. He's got a new book coming out called Total Life Cleanse. God knows I could use that. I don't know if there's enough time to cleanse my whole life. But more importantly, put out a really great bullet point talking paper, 15 tips how to avoid or minimize your upcoming New Year's Day hangover. We'll talk about that. I hope you don't get a hangover. I'm not going to. And then we got a wine of the week that's really fun. It's from one of my favorite producers in California, one of the early sparkling wine houses from France who laid roots in California. It's Chandon's Brut Classic with new label. It's killer. I can't wait to taste this edition. It's non-vintage, but it is the most recent edition. So without further ado, my guest, Amanda Cushman, is a chef and cooking instructor par excellence. I think cooking instructor should probably be at the top of that, although she was a chef long before that. A caterer, she's cooked and been all over the world and, more importantly, been featured on many magazines and TV programs that you've probably read or seen. And she's nice enough to let me interrupt her Saturday. Amanda, good afternoon and welcome to The Good Life.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Nice to be here.
Are you? Did I read that you're in North Carolina right now?
I am. I'm in Durham, North Carolina.
That's a pretty part of the country. My son lives in Charlotte.
Nice.
Yeah. I like it there, especially when you get towards Asheville in the mountains. It's really pretty.
Exactly. It's beautiful. Definitely.
Okay. So, you know, I could read your bio, which would be uneventful and sound like me reading your bio. But I think we should talk about your journey in food, because you have done what in the day, and you're not older than me, that is for sure. In fact, you look like you're a lot younger than me. But, you know, cooking schools and that kind of thing. Remember when the Food Network first started? I mean, you know, there wasn't
That's
much
right.
outlet. Take us That's back right. to the beginning and bring us up to date on what you've been up to.
Well, I started way before the Food Network, when it was really Julia Child was the big famous person that everybody knew about, and there were no celebrity chefs, really. Even she wasn't considered a celebrity because the food business hadn't become that yet, so it was a different time where people were just cooking and writing books, and there wasn't a lot of TV even going on at that time either, because it was mostly... there were no TV shows for food, except maybe, I think, on PBS there was Hers. But it was very, you know, a small world, different world.
Yeah, but and I love the way we've changed. And then sometimes, because I get so many great cookbooks and just a very small sampling of the many great cookbooks being produced today, and I get to talk to a lot of people, chefs and cookbook authors and winemakers, and how we've evolved. Yet I feel like sometimes the cooking aspect is slow. People are
They're not really learning anything anymore. There's a lot of showing off, that's for sure. And there's a lot of competitions, which I don't find very helpful. That, you know, the, some of those TV competitive shows are a little, I don't know what they're really, they're entertaining, but you're not learning anything. But I think the days of learning to cook from watching a TV food show are over pretty much. You don't really see that much anymore, which is too bad.
Well, you know, well, we feel the same. I could go on and on. But, I mean, you know, like when Ming Tsai's program, I used to watch that, and I would learn stuff every show that I have incorporated, you know.
Every show.
Yeah.
I was amazing. He's still around. He's just, he doesn't have the show anymore. He's, and it's too bad because he was really a great cook and teacher and chef. And, you know, he's just a lovely person, and it was fun to watch him, and it was just a wonderful show.
Well, and then last week, you've probably seen it, Karen Page and Andrew Dornenberg have Kitchen Creativity.
Yes.
That book is revolutionary because it's really not about recipes. It's about tactics and techniques and inspiration to be creative, and that was fun.
But that is fun. It's a great way of approaching it. I like that. That's a nice way of coming at it,
Well,
and food is endlessly fascinating, and it's, thank God it's become really, really busy in this country. It used to be a little less sophisticated. Now I think we're really good as far as, you know, wanting to learn new things and cooking interesting things and exploring different cuisines from around the world.
Yeah, and they're prevalent. They're now more than ever. I mean, we can both remember the first time you had a taco, you know, the first time you had Indian cuisine. But then I get your book, and I got it before I got Kitchen Creativity, and I'm thinking it should be like a two-book package.
Yeah.
You know, because your recipes are killer. This is – and then people – I think if I remember reading something about you, you always were too busy to do a book.
That's right. I was. And then all my students kept telling me I got to do a book, and they kept pushing me, so I finally did it, and it was just a labor of love. It was definitely a lot of work.
Well,
I'm not that good at sitting down to do these kinds of things, even though I write a lot of recipes. It just takes a lot to put it all together, but it was definitely fun. I had a good time.
Well, it's almost like it's too bad you didn't have a videographer following you around, or
I know
a GoPro camera back in the day, you know, with all the classes you've done.
That's right.
The title, like I said, I first time I wrote it, I think I put a comma after simple, but it really is just three distinct words, isn't it?
That's right. It is, definitely.
Simple real food. When you say that, though, people go, oh, well, what is it, meatloaf? You know, what's simple real food?
For me, that means recipes that aren't overwhelming so that you can actually not feel like you have to run to the store and get all these specialty ingredients, and recipes that are accessible. So the word simple might be a little misleading. There's some pretty elegant recipes in there, but they're not things that you'd feel, oh my gosh, I can't do this, or beyond my capabilities, or I don't want to have to buy, you know, five things I've never heard of before at all these different gourmet stores. So I tried to get the ingredients very accessible, and also keep the recipes user-friendly and, you know, relatively short.
Well, you look at the table of contents, and of course, as I'm sure most people or a lot of us, when we get a cookbook like this, or if you're browsing cookbooks at a bookstore, acknowledgments, of course, the beginning, A Guide to Setting Up Your Kitchen and Essentials, ingredient-wise. All good stuff. But then the recipe is pretty traditional. Appetizers, salads and dressings, soups, entrees, side dishes, vegetarian dishes, and desserts. And then I started thumbing through the book. And I think what I'll do is, on that note, if you'll let me pay a few bills, we'll come back and talk about some of these cool recipes.
Sure. Sounds great.
The book we're talking about is Simple Real Food, Delicious Clean Food Prepared Simply. Yes, you can do this. Amanda Cushman, chef, instructor. Amanda, you lived in Miami for a while, didn't you?
I did.
I saw that. I am from Miami.
Oh, okay.
You went back to New York, and anybody who's ever been to New York and likes food knows why you did that. We'll be back.
We'll talk
more with Amanda and Simple Real Food after this short break. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.